Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, I have a very long question that from Sunrisa, who has a great long question. So I'm actually going to break it into three parts because it kind of is three different questions that she is talking about with her regards to her style struggles. So she says, as recently as 3 years ago, I retired. I'm now living in Mexico. My greatest challenge is making the transition from my work wardrobe to the more casual, climate-appropriate style that prevails here. I've always worn either baggy clothes or slightly tailored and more form-fitting depending on my weight. I've lost 20 pounds, so I have a chance to reinvent myself for the second half of my life. I continue to be drawn to both more tailored clothing, like fitted capris with shirts tucked in, even though my personality is quirky and artistic. So the first thing here we're looking at is a potential body shape change with that weight loss, plus a whole lifestyle change and location change. So when we're going into these two things, the first thing we should do is not throw everything out and think we have to start over again. Now, some things may be able to be taken in and altered to work for your new body, but also it's worthwhile reassessing your body shape. Is it still the same body shape, or has something changed and do you need to reassess your shape? So I do have a free body shape calculator that you can go onto the blog and find and do that, figure out your body shape, and then get your body shape Bible, which will give you some tips and tricks on the styles of clothing you are looking for. Remembering, of course, body shape guidelines are general guidelines and you are a unique individual. There's more than just body shape to your body. So that is the first thing. Make sure that the shape you've been wearing are still the shapes that work for the body you have today. And then we want to think about, well, what is this new lifestyle? So it's worthwhile, maybe for a couple of weeks, is writing down what you spend your time doing. Having a look, what does your average week look like? What are you doing? What are the activities you are doing during that time? And what kinds of clothes do you need to do those activities? Because if we're going to rebuild a wardrobe, we want to come and take it from the lifestyle we have today. Also look at the location. What's the weather? What's the climate? What do other people wear? Like what's acceptable kind of culturally? All those sorts of things also are going to fit in to making those decisions when you are building that new wardrobe. So we need to work out, what do we need in our wardrobe? How many layers? Do we need cold winter clothes, hot summer clothes, more temperate clothes? Do we need lots of layers, or do we need just, you know, a bulky coat to go over the outside because when we're inside everything's heated? I mean, there's all sorts of different things we need to think. Now, if you tend to go for more fitted clothes and going, I prefer a more fitted silhouette rather than a baggy silhouette, this is something you should know. And then, because we can go for more relaxed silhouettes or more fitted with any styles of clothing. So that's something you've got to go on based on what your preferences are. So once we've started to figure out what do you actually need in this new wardrobe, what do you want to wear? What do you enjoy wearing? What really works for you? So I, you know that I like to wear dresses and things, but if I'm up, you know, because I live in a dry heat and it works for me. But if I'm in a much more humid heat and your skin sticks together, then I actually find either I need to wear boy shorts under my dresses or because fire ravage, or wear a pair of shorts or something like that because it is more comfortable in that way. So figuring out what's really going to work for you is really important. So that's the first thing, is to think about that lifestyle, the climate, the location, and what you might need in your wardrobe. Then the next part of her question is, the body shape challenge is crazy because of all the conflicting advice. And this is because body shape is just one or part of this style puzzle, which is a huge, big style puzzle. So I'm petite at 5'3" and a slightly squarish X shape. So are you still an X shape or are you actually more an H shape? That is something I would look at. If you are more an H shape, then I would be looking at those recommendations. You've got a long torso and shorter legs. So this is body proportions, not body shape. So another thing we have to add into this equation. But most of the torso is chin to waist. So long in the décolletage area and the waist area. And the bulk of that is chin to bust. So what we've got is a long décolletage, so more through here. So even though you are petite, because this is proportionally longer, you can put more detail in this area. And then you may not be wanting to put a lot of detail around your waist or lower down. Plus, given the cobblestone streets, athletic shoes and supportive sandals are it. Heels of any kind don't work as I walk everywhere. Now, one of the things to think about with body proportion. So we've got body shape tells us where to put the horizontal lines, where to put vertical lines, what the overall silhouette of the clothes is, and where to put detail. That's what it tells us. It doesn't tell us how long hems should be. It doesn't tell us, you know, many things about the design details or the, you know, what it should look like. So body proportions tells us how long things should be. So body proportions tells us about the hems. So if you have got shorter legs and a longer torso, you want things like shorter skirts, shorter tops, shorter sleeves. So that is the first thing to think about. So going, okay, well, any skirt or dress or whatever, or a pair of shorts comes to above the knees rather than below the knees. A pair of pants is as long as possible because we want to get maximum length. And this is why the cropped pant is not ideal for a shorter legged person. But of course, you live somewhere warm. Maybe you want to wear your capri or your cropped pants. So therefore, thinking about, well, how do I blend that into the colour of my skin? So finding your version of a neutral that is more related to your nude rather than something that's very different. So instead of wearing, you know, if you've got fair skin, black pants, instead go for a beige pant or a camel pant, depending on your skin tone. And even though it's a capri and it's going to be leg shortening, it's not going to be as leg shortening because the horizontal line where the pant finishes and your leg starts is much less obvious than if there is a big difference in that skin colour to pant colour change. So that is something to think about. Or if you've got very dark skin, then don't wear white or beige because there is too much of a difference there. So, you know, depending on that, your version of a nude is related to your colouring and your skin colouring. And so then we don't need to wear heels. I'm really no big believer in heels for all petite people. As someone who's had foot issues, I know that heels are not good for feet. And so therefore many people can't wear it. And I know if you live somewhere where there's lots of cobblestones, they're just super uncomfortable. So going for something that's got a more rubbery sole is going to be much more comfortable. So then it's thinking about, well, can I have a low vamp version of that? So the vamp is just how high up the foot the shoe comes. So something that ends just over the toe, like a ballet flat, is a much more flattering leg elongating shoe than something that comes like an Oxford or a lace-up shoe that comes higher up the foot, which is going to cut down the leg much more. So there are things to think about there as well. And so we've got to add in the body shape. So whether you really are an X or whether you are more of an H shape, with those body proportions, the shorter legs, the longer body, but the majority of that length is in this part here. So therefore, this is the area we can add more detail. So add your detail here. Don't add too much detail below the bust or below the waist. And that's going to draw the eye upwards and make you look taller and work with your body shape and your body proportions. And then think about those hems more at the hip or at the waist, not down on the high hip, not the low hip, you know, just above the knees rather than below the knees. All those sorts of things make a difference to your look. So this is where we can start to go, well, what are the kind of overall shapes and silhouettes? What are the lengths that we are looking for? And then the last part of Sunrisa's question is, I sew and design my own patterns so I can make anything. As soon as I figure out what anything is, I'm aiming for. I've never really cared before, but now I'm haunting the style blogs trying to up my style game from shorts or knit skirts and message t-shirts to something nicer that addresses both my love of Jackie O and Audrey Hepburn and my quirky personality. So our last thing here is to think about, well, what's my personality? What do I feel really comfortable wearing? Who am I as a person and how do I express that through my style? So maybe that quirky, you like the kind of the Audrey Hepburn and the Jackie O, so maybe the more simple and structured looks, but in a softer way potentially. But then, you know, so then adding in some quirk and some creativity into pattern, into accessories, into construction. There's lots of ways we can add that quirk in without being over the top or overly creative if that's not you. So if you have got the quirky artistic, we want to make sure we're expressing that, we're bringing in that thing. And it could be some sort of interesting pattern in a top or a t-shirt, or it could be, you know, a piece of jewelry or something like that. There's so many different ways of expressing it. So it's, we want to put all those things together. And really, you're the only person who can know this. The first thing you want to do is start experimenting. First with body shape, try the recommendations for both the X shape and the H shape. Try a few different outfits, photograph them, see which work better. So try a bunch of different things, see which work better. Try different proportions. Notice where the best proportions are on you. Take outfit photos, line these photos up and look at them. This is where you will get the best information to start making the decisions when you are going to make what works for you, because you can go and make them. You are a sewer. But get that information and then start making. And this is why, you know, getting this style education, because there's so much into it. Really understanding how your personality influences your style is a big part of my 7 Steps to Style program. It's the first step in my 7 Steps because I believe it's so important. As much as we can know what fits body shape advice, if you don't know how to express your personality through your clothes, you'll still be unhappy and you will still make a lot of clothing mistakes because we're choosing the wrong things. We're choosing things that are too plain or too safe potentially, for fear of getting something wrong. Or we get really bored, we go out, we buy different, and we buy too different, or different in a wrong way, a way that is not us, that's somebody else. And again, that item is unworn. So if you are wanting that style education, please come join my 7 Steps to Style program. And it is the most comprehensive style education, the one that you should have got at school, but of course never did, and the one that will actually help you feel much more confident in your style, learn how to put the ideal wardrobe together for you, your lifestyle, your personality, your colouring, and all those sorts of things, your body. And of course, you know, that's going to give you this information and empower you for the rest of your life. So thanks again for watching, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.